I've got a really unique episode planned for y'all today. We're going to be talking about everything from having a pet raccoon all the way down to what it really means to be thankful on Thanksgiving, right here on the ABC Podcast. Well, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. I appreciate you coming and listening. Welcome to the ABC Podcast Thanksgiving Day Special. Today's going to be a little bit more of a unique episode, like I mentioned before. But I do want to first note that if you are listening to this post-Thanksgiving dinner and you happen to fall asleep to the sound of my voice because of a turkey or pumpkin pie coma, I take no offense to that whatsoever because I will probably be doing the same in just a little bit. But I did want to take some time today and come and make a podcast. Hope you've had a great Thanksgiving day so far, and I hope you are enjoying. Before we get into things too deeply here, I wanted to go ahead and start with something a little bit different. Wanted to start off with some Thanksgiving trivia. Now, this is not your ordinary trivia. You know, I could ask the questions of like, who was the first president to institute the Thanksgiving holiday officially, or the first president to pardon a turkey, something like that. But chances are you probably heard that. So I went ahead and picked five questions that were a little bit different. So go ahead and pull out your notebook or type this out on your phone's notes or something, or just remember the answers that you have picked out, whatever works for you. I have five trivia questions for you today that I hope you'll like, hopefully spur some creativity, you know, in the brain. There's already been some movement in your mouth and in your stomach, I guarantee you, from all that food. But let's go ahead and start with the first one, question number one, trivia question number one from the Thanksgiving special. When were cranberries first canned? When were cranberries first canned? Now, most of this is probably not going to be common knowledge. You may have to play the guessing game, but give it your best shot nonetheless. So what year were cranberries first canned? Okay, go ahead and take your guess at that. Question number two, in what year was the first TV tray dinner introduced? Now you may be thinking, what does that have to do with Thanksgiving? I will get to that in a little bit, but it does have a connection with Thanksgiving. Maybe that's a little bit of a hint, maybe not, you know. Just guess a year. In what year was the first TV dinner introduced? Number three, when was the first Thanksgiving Day football game and who played? For those of you who love sports, and I'm not necessarily the most sports type person, although I do enjoy a good football game, sitting down and watching one. You know, I'll play a little football too if I can. But when was the first Thanksgiving Day football game and who played what year and who played who in the game? Okay. Number four, which president received the gift of a raccoon at Thanksgiving? This actually happened, yes, this is factual. Which president, though, received the gift of a raccoon at Thanksgiving? Who do you think that could have been? And trivia question number five, in what year did the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade take place? A very traditional event. But what year did it all start? What was the year that the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, what year did that take place? So go ahead and put down your guesses, put down your answers. What do you think? Lord knows if you've used Siri or Google at this point. That honestly just takes the fun out of all of it. But I know that there's some very creative answers in this. So I do hope that you enjoy that. I'll come back with the answers to this towards the end of the episode. I did want to go ahead now. I'm not going to be your history teacher and be extremely extensive into all the details and such, but I think it's good to reiterate the Thanksgiving story. We know the gist of it, I should say. We know what all happened. We know what took place. But like I said, I'll reiterate here briefly. The pilgrims came over, most of them. Some of them were just explorers who were curious about a new land. They wanted to see what all went down in the new world, as they called it back then. But most of them were on a pursuit. They were on a pursuit of one of the freedoms that we enjoy due to the First Amendment to the Constitution, which is religious freedom. there had been much oppression of really any religion outside of that of that was instituted by the government in England. So they fleed first to Holland to try and flee the persecution of that. But then eventually they came over here. They just said, you know what, we're going to find a new land. There's supposedly they had heard rumors of a new land across the ocean that they wanted to settle. They wanted a place where they could exercise their worship freely, and which is important. It's important to the society, to our American heritage. That is one of the things that we as Christians should hold dear and be thankful for on Thanksgiving especially. So they came over, and when people say they came over across the ocean, it wasn't just a three-day trip that just came over that took place. No, they were out there for, I believe the journey was 66 days, so a good 2 months, 2.5 months, you know, yeah, closer to 2 months, but still, that's no fun. And the Mayflower, there were two concerns that I've noticed about it, the two that I think are the biggest issues. Number one was a lack of sanitation. They didn't have the sanitation that we do today. And the second one was that there wasn't really as much stability in the ship. It wasn't as well built as the ones today are. Therefore, that led to, not only was it, first of all, it was crammed. It was smaller than the ones that we have today. But not only was it crowded and full of people everywhere, it didn't have much personal space, but it also wasn't as stable. So that led to a lot of seasickness, and that leads back to number one, you know, what happens when people get sick and the lack of sanitation. I'll let your imagination wander on that one to where that could have gone. All that for 66 days, all the fun in a 66-day package out on the stormy Atlantic Ocean. That is nothing to be, underrated, I suppose. That is nothing to be, that is something to be appreciated. Let me put it that way. I have great respect for them taking that journey. They didn't have to take that journey. They could have just said, you know what, we'll tolerate what we've got. We'll just live with it over here. But they decided that they wanted religious freedom so badly that they would put up with all that to come to a new land that they had never seen before and not many people knew about. And they said, you know what, we'll come over, we'll pay the price, we'll risk it all for that. And a lot of people did die. I believe it was on the actual voyage itself across the ocean, two people died and one baby was born. So the numbers stayed relatively close, but there was also a lot of sickness, like I mentioned, and some death and some diseases as well. Scurvy was a big thing I heard. And not only that, but contagious diseases were able to spread within the ship relatively easily just because of the fact that everybody was in close quarters and with very little private or personal space. So there's that. They came over to Cape Cod a little bit later. They tried to settle there, but it wasn't too good for them. At least on land, they didn't have to deal with the seasickness, and they were able to have fresh water and catch some fish for food, find some food on the land, some plants on the land that they were able to eat. But that doesn't mean that it was all a big picnic from there on out. They, first of all, it was winter time that they came over, and so they had to deal with the snow, they had to deal with the cold, they had to deal with all that. There weren't any buildings around. They had to build everything from scratch. They had to find everything and get all the supplies. They had to chop down trees, they had to do everything like that, and they had to do that all by hand, by themselves. They didn't have all the tools, they didn't have any supermarkets for all their food. It was a lot of hard work, but they did it all once again because they wanted that religious freedom. And I guarantee you that they decided, or they thought in their minds, they said, you know what, maybe we should go back. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. But despite all that, they said, you know what, there's a lot of hardships, but they saw something in it that they knew it was going to be worth what they had to pay the price for. And all that to say that they eventually did find some help. By the grace of God, they found Chief Samoset, who amazingly spoke English, and Squanto, who were very big help to them. I believe that that was no accident at all, that they spoke English and were able to help the people, and that they were friendly to them. I think that was no accident. I believe fully that that was the providence of God, And because of that, we were able to settle. We were able to come over and have the freedoms that we desired. And we owe a lot to those pilgrims for what we enjoy today. And so often we take it for granted. I know I sound like a broken record saying we should appreciate them, but the fact is that that was a huge sacrifice on their part. That was a huge risk and sacrifice for them to carry out. But they decided to do it anyway. They chose to do it anyway. They saw that it was worth it. They decided that it was worth it, and they wanted that religious freedom so badly that they decided to come on over. But one sacrifice that I want to mention that was greater, and y'all probably know where I'm going with this, is a sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. And if you're listening today and you're unsaved, you don't know what it means to be a Christian, you don't know what it is to be thankful that you have a home in heaven someday, then I would advise you to go ahead and get that taken care of today. But a lot of times we forget and we completely we don't truly appreciate that which was done for us. You know, in the book of Psalms, we see a lot of times, Psalm 100 is one of the most famous examples. Verse 4 and 5, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, there's that word, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. That seems like we're doing a lot for God. And we think, well, why are we doing that for him? Verse 5 explains, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Why are we thankful? Why do we need to be thankful? I've recently heard a lot of times, and I realize that 2020 has been a crazy year, but I have heard people say recently that they didn't really feel like celebrating Thanksgiving because they didn't really have anything to be thankful for. Whether they were joking or not, that's irrelevant really to me. When you make a statement like that, that really says something about who you are. You don't have anything to be thankful for. You do realize that without God, we can't take a breath. We can't walk any steps. We can't do anything without him. It's all because of him. We don't have salvation without God. We do need to be thankful. Now, has this year been the greatest? I'll be the first to say that it has not been the greatest. I will be the first one to tell you that. But does that mean we shouldn't be thankful? Does that absolutely not? I fully believe that we need to be thankful every single day, but especially at Thanksgiving, especially at the time that it's been appointed for us to be thankful. There's a time for everything. You know, we read that in the Bible. And this is the time to be thankful. This is the time of Thanksgiving. Not to just stuff our face full of food, take a nap, and then the next day go and fight everybody over a discounted TV. It means so much more. And I think it's time that people do take time to be thankful. We need to be thankful for his mercy towards us. And like I said before, if you don't have that settled, today would be the best day to get that settled, to have something to truly be thankful for. Not to say that your life is necessarily a bad life or anything, but having Christ as your Savior will give you something to truly be thankful for, this gratefulness that never runs out because the gift of God is forever. It's important to be thankful, but more than expressing thanks with your lips, more than saying thank you to him by your words, it's more important to show how thankful you are by your actions. Actions speak louder than words, and I'm sure we all know this. I do appreciate that which Jesus did on the cross, but if all I do is sit around at home and just say, you know what, thank you God, you know what, that was great, thank you. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's going to mean a lot more to God if you actually get out there and do it. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. If you make statements like that and you say, you know what, God, I am thankful, well, then do what he's asked. Do what he's asked. He said in the Bible, Jesus has said in the Bible before, that if you love me, keep my commandments. What has God commanded us to do? He's commanded us to go out into all the world and tell others about that. Share that Thanksgiving gratefulness with somebody else. Tell them what you're thankful for. Tell them that you have something to be thankful for. I mentioned the pilgrims earlier. We should be thankful for them. But more importantly than that, we need to be thankful for that which has been handed to us, our Christian faith, our Christian heritage, the mercy that God has showed us. We need to be thankful for these things, not only in word, but also in action. Go out and show somebody how thankful you are. Not only will you be appreciating of them, but also of God. You will give them something to be thankful for as well. You can really spread thankfulness that way. A lot of times we take for granted that which God does in our lives every single day, and we do nothing about it. When was the last time you gave back? You gave back to God. When was the last time you did something for God? You know, we talk about giving of ourselves, you know, tithing and stuff. We talk about all that, but do we actually do it? Do we actually do anything for God? Do we actually back up our words with actions? The words that we say, we say volumes with our words, you know, but how much more do we say with our actions if we do any actions at all? So it's important that not only do we have those words of thanksgiving, which, don't get me wrong, like I said before, there's nothing wrong with expressing your thankfulness. God wants to hear your praise. God wants you to hear you say your praise. God wants to hear it in your prayers. God wants to hear you sing it. But more important than that, you should be giving of yourself to God. That's why a thank you card says so much. You can say thank you to somebody. You can say thanks to somebody. But at some point, it becomes, if I could say it this way, it becomes cliche. It becomes boring. You know, oh, thanks for that. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't say thank you. But taking the time to write a thank you note will show somebody that you really care. Because you took time to put it in writing. That's why signing an actual contract, a legal document or something, means so much more than just saying, hey, you know what, we should do this. Actually putting your word to it, that putting your signature to it, that actually says, you know what, I'm going to back this up with an action. A thank you card does the same thing. It backs up your words, your thankfulness, your gratefulness for whatever was done. You know, it could be a gift. It could be something that they did for you. That backs it up with, you know what, I really am thankful, so I'm going to go the extra mile and write you a thank you note, or I'm going to return the favor. So when's the last time you did that with God? When's the last time that you showed it to him with your service? Today's Thanksgiving Day. I'm not saying necessarily that today you have to go out and do something. It's Thursday. Chances are your church isn't open, but go out, do something for the Lord. Go out and do some service for him. He very clearly shows you what you need to do. You need to do the Great Commission. Go to your church, find out something that you can do to serve, and express the thankfulness that you have to God. You're thankful for what God has done for you, for his mercy, for that which he gives you each and every single day. Then go out and show it. Don't just say the words. Go out and show it. And I guarantee you that you'll be more thankful after you do that. You'll be more thankful after you express that. It just keeps going. It's a cycle of being thankful. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. Let's go ahead and get the answers up to that Thanksgiving trivia. So I'll repeat the question. I'll give you the answer. Kind of give you some explanation for this too. When were cranberries first canned? You know, we see the cranberries in a can. I'm stumbling over my words. I do apologize. So, what year were cranberries first canned? The correct answer to this is 1912. And it was done by a man named Marcus Uran. I think that's how you say his name. I don't know. It's Uran, Marcus Uran. And this man later went on, after he did that, he continued to do that, I should say, and he later founded the company of Ocean Spray. So there's a little fact for you there. Okay, so the second question is, in what year was the first TV dinner introduced? Now, I told you, you didn't really think of this with Thanksgiving other than, you know, associating it with food. The answer to this question, though, is 1953. Now, let me explain. C.A. Swanson and Sons, that company, in the year 1953, ordered too much turkey by about 260 tons of extra turkey. For their food company. So to fix the problem, they ordered about 5,000 aluminum trays and prepared TV dinners to send out. And they didn't know how it was going to go. They were just trying to get rid of the stuff. It turned out to be a huge success. By the end of the first full year, after they had successfully sent out the TV dinners, They had sold 10 million TV dinners. That's a pretty good number. And so that's what we know today. Of course, some changes have been made to the food inside and how it's packaged and everything and how it's processed. But that's where we get today's idea of a TV dinner. So you have the company there, and that was in 1953 that first happened. Okay, number three. When was the first Thanksgiving Day football game, and who played it? So this goes back quite a ways as well. This was in 1876, the first Thanksgiving Day football game. And who played it? Yale versus Princeton. It was college. It was colleges. Then again, they didn't have the NFL back then. It was 13 years after Thanksgiving had been named an official holiday. So there's another tidbit for you there. So 1876, Yale versus Princeton is the answer to number three. Number four, this is the interesting one, the really interesting one, I should say. Which president received the gift of a raccoon at Thanksgiving? The answer to that is President Calvin Coolidge in 1926. A Mississippi man wanted them to eat it, I believe, but instead, of course, that's not really common for people to eat raccoon at Thanksgiving. Typically, I prefer turkey, but to each his own, you know. They ended up keeping the raccoon and naming her Rebecca, and they raised it as a pet. That was a addition to the Coolidge family there. And number five, in what year did the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade take place? That was the year 1924. I believe it was not until 3 years later where they actually did balloons in the parade. You know, you see all the balloons and stuff on Thanksgiving Day. If you watch that, if you took time to watch that today, then you'll know what I'm talking about. A very notable tradition. It's very traditional in the Thanksgiving Day celebration. Well, thank you for coming and joining me today here on the ABC Podcast for today's Thanksgiving Day special. Hope you did enjoy it. I know I did planning it, especially those trivia questions, and of course the Bible lesson. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. If you did enjoy it and you want to hear more like this, I don't mean Thanksgiving, but if you want to hear more biblical podcasts like this, do go ahead and hit the subscribe button down below. We are available on everyone, pretty much every podcast platform out there. So do go ahead and check that out if you have a preferred podcast platform. Also, if you did enjoy it and you think somebody else would too, don't hesitate to hit that share button down below and send this to a friend. Have them listen to it too. See if they can get the trivia questions right. Don't tell them the answers though. That's the rule though. And so I hope you did enjoy it. I would also greatly appreciate it. It would mean the world to me if you would hit the 5 stars down below to rate it, excuse me, and leave a thought down in a review. And once again, I do appreciate you listening. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving day. God bless you. I will see you all next time.